Somebody lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for 2021. Thank you, Lord, for 2022. Excellent. Thank you. Now, all those crowd of people in the overflows outside, ensure that you find your seat, either in the overflows there or you come all the way back inside where you belong. Nobody should be hanging. This is time to hear something. This is a prophetic declaration for 2022. I am going to declare the prophetic word. I am going to speak on the different implications of the words of the prophetic word. I am also going to speak on visions and revelations received in the course of praying in the last 4, 5, 6 days ahead of this crossover. I will share with you as it was seen and the implications of them. Now, we appreciate God for the passage of the year 2021. The post-COVID lockdown year. You know that the whole of 2020, from 2019 December, the COVID came from China, and then by March 2020, the lockdown began, and it lasted for literally 6 months or more, and nobody went anywhere. And so, it ended, church resumed back with some social distancing, with this and that and that. And so, the year 2021 was literally the post-lockdown year, and the Lord spoke the word of release and the word of recovery. That is the year that the canker worm of COVID literally finished the previous year, and then the season of multiplication or the season of increase in all realms. And we saw strange order and strange dimensions of miracles, signs and wonders on crusade grounds. In regular worship services, I wish that the ICT could beam some of them on the screen. And the healing and deliverance services, incredible miracles. People that were bent double like these, I can't remember the account now, that were straightened by the power of God. In Yola Crusade, a woman was screaming on the altar. Was that Yola yes, I think it was Yola, where she was screaming that she watched the leg of her daughter grow out. This girl had walked like that since she was born, and she watched the leg grow out to equal in length. We saw that kind of miracle. All manner of mad people, 50 years of blindness in Asaba Delta State that God healed. Drastic dimensions. A woman that was picking food on the road in Makodi, mad for 11 years, street mad, healed at that crusade ground. We saw all of that. In addition, the Lord God showed himself mighty in our 25th anniversary. They are showing you different crusade clips. In our 25th anniversary celebration, like we never saw before in that anniversary. Now, this is where we are going. He made it clear through myself, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, Pastor Yadeba, he made it clear that we are stepping into a beginning, a new phase altogether. It was clear that whatever God had done with us was a rehearsal for where we are. It was clear that we are stepping into a new beginning of grace and glory in ministry. How many of you remember that? God said that to us clearly. And so, while we prayed, the Holy Ghost made it clear that the year 2022, can I see the overflow again, is our year of overflowing grace and glory. Overflowing grace and glory. Overflowing grace and glory. Overflowing grace and glory. Anybody ready to overflow in the grace of God? Overflow in the glory of God like you have never seen before. You will jump on your feet and scream. And scream. Give the Lord a scream. Now, we have had overflows before. But I'm sure that the overflows you are seeing tonight is something on a different dimension. We have had overflows at the Glory Dome before. But what we are seeing, what you saw, you have always been in charge of overflows. I'm saying that they should show that to you to let you know that God does not lie when he speaks a word. Overflowing grace, overflowing glory, overflowing power, overflowing supplies, overflowing resources. Somebody give the Lord another shout of victory. When I say 2022, you say overflowing grace and glory. And when I say, how are you doing? Overflowing. Just everything is overflowing. How are you doing? Overflowing. How is life? In the overflow. Anyone is okay. How are you doing? Overflowing. How is life with you? In the overflow. And you see, to see it, you must say it. He said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. Tell these people, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it unto you. 2022. Please be upstanding. Be upstanding as you shout it. Be upstanding as you shout it. Be upstanding. 2022. And how are you doing? Overflowing. How are you doing? And when I say, how is life? In the overflow. I am in the overflow. How is life? Hey! 2022! 2022! How are you doing? How is your business? How is the anointing on your life? How is your spiritual fire? Hey! What about the results of your life? What about the growth of the church? What about your results and expectations? I'd like you now to help me shake seven hands and tell them congratulations for the overflow. Congratulations for the overflow. Congratulations. Give the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, an overflowing shout. Give him a shout of victory again as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. 2022. Again, 2022. How are you doing? How is your spiritual life? How is the anointing on your life? What are the fire level? What of the success level? What of the result level? What of the miracles? How is life generally? In the overflow. Hey! For somebody seated here, before January is over, everything around your life will speak overflow. Everything around your destiny will speak overflow. Everything about your business will speak overflow. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. First Timothy 1 verse 14 rather. He said, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant. That combination is what is called overflow. Overflowing grace. Exceeding abundant. With faith, love, which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13. Mahashakokobalam. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters were as one to make one sound heard in praising and thanking the Lord, when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord. Somebody say overflow. so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory overflow has filled the house of the Lord. So we have overflowing grace and we have overflowing glory combined together. And we see the two of them inside the passage of Psalm 84 and in verse 11. Grace and glory combined. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Somebody shout grace and somebody shout glory. Say it louder. Say, that is my portion. Say grace. Say glory. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm seeing that there are overflows in the foyers as well. I can see the grace entrance there, that people are sitting right there with the seating there. Also in the glory gate entrance here. Wow, that's incredible. Somebody say overflow. Now we have 10 features of things we are expecting as far as God revealed them by the Spirit. Number one, it is a new chapter of overflowing, overwhelming grace and glory. Meaning, if you have seen the grace of God before as a commission, I am talking to Dunamis Church now because God revealed this to us. And anyone who is connected, related, associated with us can be a partaker, a beneficiary of this prophetic word. That is a new chapter of overflowing, overwhelming grace and glory. We saw already 1 Timothy 1:14, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13, 14. That is, you have had chapters of your life before, but a new one is opening. A chapter that people haven't seen before. People have seen us operate before, see us minister before. But I am here to announce and declare to Dunamis International Gospel Center Worldwide and everyone seated here, get ready for a new chapter of your life, a new chapter of your family, a new chapter in your marriage, a new chapter in your business, a new chapter in your destiny. If you are saying amen, that amen will thunder like fire. Look at somebody by yourself and say, you have seen me before. You have known me before. Say, but get ready. Get ready for a chapter of my life you haven't seen yet. You don't believe what you are saying. Do you believe what you are saying at all? Dunamis, you people get ready for things in this commission you haven't seen before. Look at somebody and say, you have seen me before. You think you know me, but wait a little bit. As the year proceeds, you will realize that there is a side of my life you have not yet seen. Anybody who believes that prophetic word in this first day of January 2022, your amen shall be the loudest. There are people who will suddenly realize that you are not the same person they think they know. Some will be disappointed because they will try to locate you where they used to know you. They will try, like the man that was healed from the beautiful gate. I am sure his friends will be looking for him at that spot. But I announce today, wherever they knew you to be and wherever they found you to be before this morning, they will look for you there and they will never be able to find you. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat. It's a new chapter. That is enough for you. I told you at the beginning that for everybody, God has a word. Number two, it's a new wave of the move of God. A new chapter of revival. For every church connected, personal revival, individual revival, family revival, community revival, territorial revival, national revival. When grace combines with glory, it is called revival. The grace saves the people. The glory explodes in manifestation. So there are people here, your prayer life is changing level. Your worship life is changing level. Your fasting life is changing level. Your evangelistic life is something is changing level about your life. Something is moving to the next dimension. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I am ready for a change of level. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I am ready for revival in my life. Revival in my family. Revival in my community. Now, this particular year, these points that are about to be mentioned, I want you to position them somewhere in your room, in your office. Just, I think we'll have a printout of this. You just position them somewhere. For many seated here, before the first quarter of this year expires, everything lined up on this list shall be expressed in your life. Thirdly, it is a year of double-double. When I heard that, I was shocked. Double-double. 20, 2-2, 2-2, 2-2. 2-2. If you are writing the date now, it is 1-0-1-0-1-0-1-2-2. 2-2. 2 is double. Another 2 is double. Double, double. Everything now double, double. Sing that song here. Sing that song here. Double, 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 double. I will tell you the double of what just now. Double is a year of double. When you hear double, double, it's talking about multiples. Multiples of things. Multiples of things. A year of multiplied results. Double, double. Double, double. Don't be surprised if you see some churches with their year declaration. 2022, double, double. Don't be shocked. Take this song, everything.
Hey, my God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God is good.
My God is good.
Everything a double double.
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 Your test is a double double.
Everything a double double.
Promotion a double double.
Everything a double double. Somebody shout power! Anything you are trusting God for, apart from husband or wife, double it. Because you don't need double wife and double husband. Am I communicating? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I heard it clear. Double, double. Listen. Elijah asked Elisha, what do you want? He said, I need double. I can say I need the anointing you carry, but I need the double of it. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. So it's a year of double portion unction, double resources, double honor, double anything that is desired is going to arrive multiplied. There will be many multiple pregnancies this year. People that are expecting one child, twins, triplets, quadruplets. Is there anybody receiving that prophetic word? Twins, triplets, quadruplets. It's double, 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 double. The only way you know that a person carries a mantle is what they say come to pass. Did you hear what he said to you in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7? Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7. He said, Isaiah 61 verse 7. And for your shame, you shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Somebody say double, double. The meaning of this passage is that for your trouble, God is releasing double. For your trouble, double for your trouble. Double for trouble, double for trouble. Everywhere you have been embarrassed and harassed and frustrated and reproached, God will give you double honor, double honor, double honor, double honor, double portion. Shout the loudest amen. Don't let any devil tell you. I hear prophetic word like this all the time. And it happens to others. It doesn't happen to me. That is a lie of the devil. Number one. Number two. We are speaking with a new microphone. Hey! Hey! Somebody shout power! Say it's my year of double, double. Every of my expectation shall arrive double. Even the year's name is double. Grace, glory, double, double, double. Number four, it is a year of the overflowing goodness of God. That is, he will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. Grace and glory, they are the vehicles of good things from God. Whenever you see grace and glory together, they are carrying good things. No good thing will he withhold. Listen, if it is good in 2022, then it is yours. Hey! It's a good job, good. Then it is yours. Let me leave you alone. Let me talk to those who are understanding. Is spiritual power good? Then it is yours. Is good money good? Then it is yours. For those trusting God for a husband, good, fine, generous, loving, affectionate, spiritual husband. Is he good? Then it is yours. The Bible said, he that findeth a wife, findeth what? No good thing will he withhold. Is a good wife a good thing? When I said, if it is good, say it is mine. If it is good. In 2022, if it is good, are you ready to receive it? The Bible said, the violent taketh it. No good thing will he keep back. Good employment. a good organization. There are those looking for jobs, and there are those people who look for job from their place. Whichever one is your desire, no good thing will he withhold from them. This sweetened me so much. If it is good, in 2022, if it is good, what is the audacity you have to say so? Because you are under the cover of grace and glory. And if there is grace and glory overflow, no good thing. It is not your fault. You are implicated by prophetic utterance. You don't need to fight for it. You are under. Even in the village, if you say bingo, dog will come. Whatever name God called the animals, that was the name thereof. Any name we call a year, that year answers. Especially if it is received prophetically, the year answers its name. Overflowing grace and glory, that is the transmitter of the things that are good. Before January is over, you won't need to advertise the good things of your life. The people who know you will see the good things in your life. Living is overflowing grace, overflowing grace, overflowing fire. No good thing. Is divine health good? It is, then it is yours. Is peace of mind good? Then it is yours. Is it good to hear the voice of God? To know which direction to take? Then it is yours. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus. In 2020, 2022, good things are looking for me. And I receive them now. Take your seat. Please, I beg you. This is not a time to roam about. Are you ready for number five? Fifth pillar of this year, it is the year of ease. Ease. I heard it. And I am saying it as I heard it. Any of these points could be the title of the year. My year of ease. My year of good things. My year of double-double. And all of them are jamming together under one. Whatever was difficult before is easy now. Because grace is the secret of ease. That man was looking for wife. Struggled, spent money until God helped him. Ease. Anything that was difficult for you to achieve in yesteryears. If I be a man of God and I heard from God as I preach, I announce to you in 2022, it shall be easy. It shall be easy to get a job. It shall be easy to get a child. It shall be easy to get married. It shall be easy to get established. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Look at somebody by your side. Tell them congratulations. It is easy. It is easy now. Every difficult situation, not this situation. Every difficult situation, every naughty situation around your life, 2022, it shall be made easy starting from today. Every difficulty of our nation, every difficulty around the church, everything that is a mystery about our lives, in this 2022, it shall be made easy. Somebody say loud, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 19, verse 10. Paul the apostle said, by the grace of God, I labored more abundantly. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. I labored more abundantly than they all. It was easy for me to labor because of grace. It's ease. Number 6. Are you ready for this? It is the year of speed. Hey. On your mouth, get set, go! It's the year of speed. You are going to take off in an eagle's flight. It's the year of speed. All the years that the cankerworm and the caterpillar has taken from you, you are recovering this year. I am anointed to announce to somebody, don't worry. The devil thought you lost 10 years, 15 years. All your life has been set back. You see your friends, they appear to be in front of you. I am anointed to announce to you, this is your catch-up year. Help that woman there. There is something we call in pediatrics catch-up growth. Pediatric surgeon Francis. Professor of pediatric surgery. I'm sure you remember, you know catch-up growth. You are the one who teach people catch-up growth. When the child is malnourished for a long time and is unable to grow, it doesn't grow at the rate and same pace with the age mates. When the child is meant to be age 12, it's looking like age 6 because it's not feeding well and it's malnourished completely, protein and energy malnourished. And then suddenly the course of the disease is reversed and then it begins to feed well and begins to eat well. All of a sudden, it begins to shift from that size of size, age 6, shift to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then suddenly he catches up with his age mates. Hey! Yeah. He catches up with his age mates. And if he has enough body, he can even outgrow some of his age mates that grew bigger than him before now. Am I communicating? I was eating well as a child, but I didn't grow on time. Personally, I was just like, I didn't grow on time. That is to become very tall. Hanging around, I didn't really grow on time. To a point where one of my age mates told me, when they look at this short boy, he was a big, tall boy. Not alive now, though. For one reason or the other, I wasn't malnourished, I was normal, but for one reason, I wasn't growing as I should. I wasn't shooting as fast as I should. But when it begins to rain, it pours. I am here to announce to somebody, the devil said they have left you behind. God is saying to you, you are catching up this year. And you are going to pursue. And you are going to overtake. And you are going to recover everything that the devil has taken from your life. Everything that the devil has stolen from your life. You shall pursue. You shall overtake. You shall recover all. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. I am going to talk about that speed shortly, but take your seat 1 minute. Let's see how we can rush. And again, I say to you, let that final word reach you before you think of moving. Now, number 7, it is the year of the drastic and fearful supernatural. Grace and glory. Miracles inside the glory are miracles that make people fear. Moses had power, but he was asking for glory. If I have found favor in your sight, show me your glory. That is, there is something stronger. It's called the glory realm. The drastic and fearful supernatural. Things that make people hear and they fear. Things that can't be explained. In Exodus chapter 15 and in verse 11. Exodus 15 verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. There are people here today. The Lord wants me to let you know that there are things He will do in your life that will make even yourself to fear. There are things He will do in your life that will make even yourself to doubt. What is this? Fearful, drastic, supernatural. A woman testified here on Sunday. She lost something in her village. Was it Sunday she testified? Was it Pastor Victor who took that testimony? She lost something in her village. A rapper that was mysteriously or occultically disappeared from her village and was in a hotel in Asaba. After divine visitation, the rapper appeared in her hotel room or in her hotel door. It was lost somewhere and reappeared somewhere else. Now, those are kindergarten supernatural compared to what we shall be seeing this year. Somebody shout the loudest, glory! Shout the loudest, glory! Number 8, it is the year of the termination of shame and reproach. Because glory is always the enemy, antidote of shame. Proverbs 3:35. He said, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. So anywhere glory is, shame can't survive. Shame cannot survive. Anything about your life that is a reason for shame, uncompleted abandoned project, uncompleted academic pursuit, anything around your life that is a cause of shame, prolonged expectancy of pregnancy until people are looking at you and wondering what's wrong with you, delaying getting married, anything that is a cause of shame in your life, I am anointed to announce to you in this season, the glory shall swallow up the shame. Where you are ashamed, are you ready for this? Where they put you to shame, in that same place, they will celebrate you. You can write it down. For your shame, where you have been put to shame, in the same territory you will experience shame. Where we have been put to shame as a nation, we shall be celebrated as a nation. Somebody say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What number are we? Number 9, are you ready for this? This is very, very sweet. It is the year of supernatural wealth. Wealth. Money like you haven't seen before. Wealth. Increase. Abundance. And prosperity for the church. It's a realm of financial overflow. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches that is inside the glory, 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 inside the glory. Arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And when that glory comes, look, darkness covered the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles will come because they saw that glory. Kings to the brightness of your eyes. Lift up your eyes round about you and see. They are gathering themselves together. They come to you from. They bring your sons and your daughters, which shall be nursed at your side. And then you shall see and flow. Somebody say flow. In fact, overflow. And your heart shall fear and be enlarged because the abundance from overseas. Shall be converted unto you, and the forces, the Hebrew word is the word kail, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto you. Why? Because of glory. I got a job of $10 million. Would be like I got a job of 1 million naira. I am telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I saw. Wealth that will annoy the devil and his agents. It will annoy the devil. It will annoy his agents. Because money has been in the hands of wrong people all this while. So there is a lot of oppression, a lot of affliction, a lot of terrorism, a lot of kidnapping, a lot of banditry, because the wrong people are in control of money, a lot of drug deals. Those of you who are in the money realm, get ready. And there are new people who are about to enter. When we say millionaire, we are not talking of naira. The dollars range. Dollars realm. There are people who will soon buy aircraft like bicycle. I heard it. I saw it. And I feel it. Am I communicating at all? Get ready, get ready, get ready. How many of you are ready for that realm? All that is required from you is to be faithful, is to be committed, is to be ready, is to be set. I'm going to read to you verbatim. There was a time God was speaking to me. My hand couldn't write as fast as I was hearing. So I had to speak it into the recorder and copy it later. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And so, I want you to get ready because something is about to blow. Somebody here, God will use you as the breadwinner for the whole of your community. Not just family, not just your family. The whole of your community. They shall celebrate God and thank God because you were born. You will be the reason for light there, for water there, for dignified houses there. For the children of the community, going to school and not being stranded. All that God is asking for you is just submission, humility, calmness. You don't raise your shoulder. You know I'm a billionaire. No, calm down. Take your seat. Shut up. He has said this consistently. And number 10, it is the year of the gloom, the doom, and the judgment of the wicked. The glory for the church is the doom of the enemies of God. The year of the gloom, the doom, the judgment for the enemies of God. And the enemies of God's people. When the glory rises, enemies are doomed. See, the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, but the darkness covers the earth. Did you see in Numbers chapter 16, verse 42? I may not have the time to read that. All the way to verse 49. Okay, maybe we can look at that. And it came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses. And against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared. They gathered against Moses. They gathered against Aaron. And as soon as God saw the gang up, he released the glory. Let me spare you the detail. By verse 49, by the arrival of the glory, Moses said to Aaron, quick, run. This glory. that has arisen now is the disaster of these people. Carry a censer. Carry a censer. And plead on their behalf. Moses, Aaron ran and the running was too late. By the time Aaron had stood before he could know what was happening. Verse 48, 49. He stood between the dead and the living. And the plague was stayed. And how many people died? People that died under 30 seconds. 14,700. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Let us gang up and stop this man. He's too audacious. He's too ferocious. He's too aggressive. Let's gang up and finish this man. Then the glory arose. And when Moses saw it, he said, trouble has landed. These people have looked for my trouble to the detriment of their lives. Baba, mercy, mercy, mercy. He said, you are pleading mercy too late. All right, I have mercy on them. Let 14,000 die. In my mercy, I kill 14,000. Every enemy of this nation, every enemy of this nation, every killer in our nation, every killer in our communities, they shall not pass this year. They cannot cross this year. Somebody shout power. Every enemy of the Church of Jesus in Nigeria. Enemy of the Church of Jesus. Enemy of this particular church. Everyone who has vowed to stop you and stop the plan of God for your life. Every sacred meeting they are having to say, let us stop you and stop your destiny. They can't cross January. We have a 21-day fast in January. As that fasting is going on, people will be laid to rest. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout glory. At the top of your voice, shout glory. Shout it loudest. 2022, overflowing grace and glory. 2022. Again, 2022. How are you doing? How is your life? If you believe that those who will not let us rest will be laid to rest shortly and in this season, shout the loudest, hallelujah! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I will share with you before I conclude this morning. Please, like I said to you, be patient with God this morning. Can you show me the things we have said so far? It's a new chapter of overflowing, overwhelming grace and glory, number two. A new wave of the move of God, chapter of revival, number three. A year of double-double. And you know the double portion and the double for your trouble. Number four is a year of the overflowing goodness of God. If it is a good thing, then it will not be withheld. If it's good, then it's yours. It's a year of ease. Six, a year of speed. Also the same scripture of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10 for the year of speed. And then number seven is the year of the drastic and fearful supernatural in the church. Number eight is the year of the termination of shame and reproach for the people of God, the church. And then number nine is the year of supernatural wealth. Increase, abundance, prosperity for the church. Financial overflow. Number 10, the year of the gloom, the doom, and the judgment of the wicked. Now, I had some revelations in the course of praying. The first revelation was the revelation of restoration and recovery. And this was how it was. It was a generational crown that belonged to a people that was lost, maybe like 300-400 years ago, that just got found. And there was a jubilation. This is a revelation within the last 3 to 4 days. And as I prepared for this service, the Lord showed me that it had prophetic implications for somebody here. Something that was lost in your lineage. A mantle of your father's house. A mantle in your community. A generational royalty. And as I speak now, God will make the person to understand what he is saying right here. A generational mantle. A generational royalty. A generational authority that the devil tried to take from you and take from your family and take from your father's house is released just now. If it is yours, your amen will be the loudest. If it is yours, your amen will be the loudest. Take your seat and listen to this. When I was given that microphone that looked like a horn, and I was ministering, I was singing, I was preaching, power. Behind where we sat, minister's seat, there were arranged new couples that just wedded. There were some in courtship who joined too and said, are you wedded? They said, no, we are already in courtship and we are going to join the wedding. Lord, what are you saying? Are you ready for marriage this year? Every daughter of Zion and every son of Zion whose time is due, I declare this year shall not pass you by. This was part of what I recorded. It said there will be the rising of godly homes, godly marriages, godly families for those who will wait on God and not be in a hurry to make their decisions. Those who will wait for his counsel. He said homes, marriages, families that will transmit great glory and unction with power. And impact generations. He said marriages of men and women that will correct the perversion of marriages in our generation. That will correct the notion that godly homes don't exist anymore. Even though there are a few examples still standing. Men and women who are role model families. Role model marriages. Role model relationships. He said they will be raised in this season. Now I announce, I prophesy to somebody here. Your marriage is in that category this year. Your family is in that category this year. Your relationship is in that category this year. If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest. Can I go on a little bit? I'll soon be rounding off. Then he showed me the vision. A family of a man who was influential before, and the man had died. And all the children, let me say 60 to 70% of the children were grounded and crawling on the ground, paralyzed, crippled, spiritually and otherwise. And in the revelation, this was what I said. I said, it appears like this man's greatness was achieved at the expense of his children's destiny. There was an exchange that took place. He was wealthy, influential, and strong. Children are grounded. None of them is nearing how he was. And I am anointed to reverse that thing tonight. In case you have come from a family, whether your own father or mother was powerful or influential or not, but it looks like there was an exchange of destiny. Somebody tampered with your destiny, or tampered with your future, or tampered with what you are to become in life. I announce, I prophesy today, by the mantle with which I, everybody stand up on your feet. I need some people on the microphone. That was why I said you shouldn't miss your word tonight. You shouldn't miss your word tonight. You shouldn't miss your word. Whether it is your mother or your father or your great grandfather that tempered with your destiny, tonight it shall be reversed. It is a crossover without a carryover. Lift your hands now and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I refuse. I reject. I refuse. I reject every transaction in my history, in my lineage, that tempered with my destiny, with my welfare in the earth. Oh, you demonic transaction, you are arrested now in the name of Jesus. Some people, it is marriage that can never succeed. Every other thing is working, but that one, no way. Some people, every other thing is correct, but they can never be spiritual. They can't go to church. Something happened that tempered with their future. And today, it is reversed. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, every generational transaction that tempered with my life, my welfare, my destiny, that tempered with the purpose of God for my life in my generation. Oh, you transaction, you are nullified, you are neutralized, you are canceled, you are destroyed by the blood of Jesus, by the fire of the Holy Ghost. No! Open your mouth and pray. Destroy. You are destroyed. You are destroyed. You are destroyed. You are destroyed. La ya 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 And you shall fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. I shall be through in the next few minutes. And if creativity will be around, 5 minutes of presentation, I'm sure. And then I'll pray upon the expectations for 2022. Do you have the paper? You still have it? You don't have it yet. All right, don't worry. When I'm through with what I'm saying now, we'll get it done. Now, the Lord showed me again. He said there shall be explosion of revival in rural areas. If you are a pastor in this commission or anywhere you are watching, communities, villages, there shall also be the digging of the wells of revival, the move of God in places that had had revival before and it disappeared. There shall be the experience of the power, the spirit and the glory of God like it was in the past and even beyond. Then he said there is the speeding up of things. That speed again. Because the time is short. So that the Lord is said to do a lot of drastic things, drastic work with as many as are ready. Very fast work. Apostolic work, prophetic work, massive financial releases. He said there will be a great demarcation between those who are serving God in truth and reality and those who are not serving Him. There will be a demarcation. That is those who are going to church for going to church sake, who are not serious with God. There will be a demarcation. He said, so much investment and entrustment. I like you to hear that word, entrustment. Investment and entrustment of divine resources to those who can be trusted and who are faithful. He said, if I can trust you and if you can be faithful, forget. You won't be able to handle what I'll hand over to you. Whether it is in the realm of the anointing, in the realm of power, in the realm of financial resources. He said it's a season of great acceleration, accentuation of things. And then the judgment of Jehovah will move out of the way. Every man and every woman that is standing and everything that is standing in the way of the move of God in the church in the move of God for nations and territories, standing in the way of the move of God for your life, is a season of recompense and rewards for the ungodly. I'm sure that is where this thing is being recorded. I prophesy to somebody, any man or woman that is standing in the way of the move of God for your life in this season, they are moved out of the way. I'd like you to note this finally as I round off. He said, it is a season of increased authority. That is, child of God. A season of increased authority and royalty for the church. There shall be an increase in level of command. That is when you say, get out to the devil. The demons that used to resist you before, suddenly they will see something. They will see something has changed. There will be an increase in level of command. Increase in level of authority by the church. The realm of saying it and seeing it. Not just the pastor, but the church, members of the body of Christ. Some of you shall become the priest over your whole community, the prophet over your whole family. Where you say the devil sit down there, he will sit down there. I prophesy to somebody here, that mantle of higher authority, that mantle of higher command is upon your life right now. Receive in the name of Jesus. I will mention one secret of overflowing grace and glory, and the rest of it, I would like you to hear it in the first Sunday of the year. Psalm 84 verse 11. What is the secret of overflowing grace and glory? Say, for the Lord. Alright, let me give you all of this shortly. For the Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I don't know what you have done with the television, but the writing is entered such that you can read all of it inside the screen. So maybe you can adjust that. Again, Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. What is the secret of grace and glory? Number one, walking uprightly. Walking uprightly. Walking uprightly. Not walking crookedly. Not doing business in crookedness. Not fraudulent existence. Not backdoor operation. Walking uprightly. Number two, living prayerfully. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The people that will step into grace and glory in this season, they walk uprightly, they live prayerfully. Number three, walking in humility. For God resisted the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. That is James chapter 4 and in verse 6. Not arrogant people, not braggadocious people. Not people who will look down and talk down on everybody. Not people who will be riding a high horse because they think they have arrived. Walking in humility. Number four, alignment with the purpose of God. Let's say the purpose and pattern of God. Exodus chapter 25 and in verse 14. God told Moses, ensure you build everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. And when Moses did that, in Exodus chapter 40, verse 33 to 34, the glory of the Lord landed. The glory landed. Align yourself with the purpose of God. Anything God is doing, do with him. Let God lead you. Let God guide you. Let God show you the way to go at all times. Alignment with the purpose of God. Number five, commitment to the work of the Lord. Commitment to the work of the Lord. Commitment to the work of the Lord. The glory of God flows for those who do his work. In Psalm 104 verse 31, Psalm 104 verse 31, the Bible said, the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. There is a connection between his glory and his works. Are you connected to his works? The work of evangelism, the work of soul winning, kingdom assignment, it will pull for you and pull in your direction. The glory of the Lord. Somebody say a loud amen. We'll talk more about this as we proceed in the year. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Do you still have the forms? Expectation forms? There are those who don't have. If you don't have, can I see your hand? You don't have the expectation form. More people don't have than those who. If you have, let me see your hand. All right, ushers, you have. Is it a yes or no? It needs replacement. All right, no problem. We will make sure it's available by Sunday. But lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Say, Father, I am available to experience your glory. Help me, Lord, in this season to experience your glory. Help me, Lord, to overflow in grace and glory. One more time, please let there be no iota of movement. In a few minutes, we shall be through. There is a closing declaration that must be released upon you. All right. Are you ready? Anyone here today, you are saying to me, Pastor, I cannot cross into a new year with my old life. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus in my life. Can you say this prayer after me? Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.